Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back is 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good friend Kathy Perry being back on the show. Kathy's a great member of our Brain Trust. She's our social media guru. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. She's here to talk to us about some really important stuff. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be with you.
Always a pleasure. Hey, one of the things that I've been drilling into my audience's heads, everybody who will listen, is that you know, the days of being intimidated because your name, you can't possibly as a Main Street small business, you can't possibly have your name come up at the top of the list when somebody types in your industry or whatever it is that you sell. Those days are history, because for a while now we've had something called local search, and you can absolutely be on the first page of local search for what you do, can't you, Kathy?
Absolutely. And, you know, so many people, the small business owners, do not know that Google gives them a free web page listing, mm-hmm. and they want the local business to know about it, update the information, because they are going to display it.
Tell us about that.
Well, whenever anyone does a Google search for a type of business in their area, and
snow tires in Sheboygan.
Yes. Okay. It's going to pull up any business that matches that town or that location and that keyword or what the business type is. And so when they bring that up, there's the map. Everybody usually knows, okay, there's a little Google map. It has mm-hmm. these pinpoints there. Mm-hmm. And when someone clicks on one of those pinpoints, it'll take them to a local business that matches that criteria.
And that's your page that they're giving you, right?
And that's your page, yes. And the thing is,
and you can actually edit that page, can't you?
Yes, but you have to first claim it. Up in the upper right hand side of that page, it's going to ask you, "Are you the business owner?"
Mm-hmm.
And when I was up in Michigan, this happened a lot with these small businesses. None of them had claimed their page. So
I imagine most small businesses have not claimed their page.
The numbers are staggering how many small businesses have not.
Not after today. Not after today, Kathy. The entire universe of small business owners are going to, Google will collapse or crash today with the sheer work that people will be doing right now. Now that they've heard your voice.
I think that's great.
Go ahead.
That's because you have such a reach, Jim.
Oh, yeah. We're galactic. We're galactic now. Go ahead, Kathy.
Right. So once they click on that small, business owner question mark little phrase, it'll ask them, "Are you the real business owner?" They fill in their information, and Google will actually verify that they're the business by immediately calling them with a PIN code so that they can claim their page.
So somebody else can't go in and get your page and do some damage.
Right.
And
so you want to make sure that you, as the business owner, claim your own page. Now, the reason that's so important is you get to put personal information about your business, your own information in there, rather than robots filling mm-hmm. that information in.
Right. This is you getting to take some control over your brand. Don't let Google's robots, Google's indexing spiders, don't let them do it. You do it yourself. And is this where you can put in there the keywords like snow tires?
Yes, that's where you put in the categories of your business.
Yeah.
And then also you get to put in your hours. You can put in information
about specialties. A hot link to your phone number, that's a big deal to me. When I'm searching around online, I want, especially if I'm using my handheld, you know, my smartphone, I want a phone that's hot so I can hit that number and call.
Yes, you can absolutely be able to put in all of your information about your business so that it's a direct hot link to you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas, happy birthday. I mean, this is the Santa, the birthday fairy, the tooth fairy, the Easter bunny, all coming down and kissing you right on the mouth. I mean, this is major serendipity laying at your feet, and you haven't taken advantage of it yet. What's wrong with you?
That's true. And you know what? You get to put in your own pictures, your own videos. You can have information on this page which showcases your business in a way that they may never find your website, mm-hmm. but they're going to find this page, and this page becomes very important.
Because they're going to be walking around, they've got a Google phone in their hand, a Droid in their hand, or even the new iPhones will do this now. They're going to push a button, and they're going to say into their handheld, you'll see people walking around holding it up to their mouth, and they're going to say, Snow Tires in Sheboygan. And all these little buttons will pop up, and maybe yours will be the only one where it's got all that information. And they're going to click on that, and they're going to call you, and then they're going to drive right to you. If you don't do this, folks, if you don't claim your Google page today, then basically what you're saying is, I don't want to succeed. This is that big a deal, isn't it, Kathy?
It is a very big deal. The other thing they want to do is get customers to write reviews about them on their page.
Hmm.
And so any customer can go and log in and write a review on their page.
Right. And see, people do that, folks, when they hit those little pins that she was talking about. When they do that search, whether they're on their desktop or a smartphone or their iPad, when they do that search, they will scroll down and they'll see what people have said about you.
Yes, they will. And you want to make sure it's good things.
And that'll make them turn left or right to go get their snow tires. Kathy, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find me at kathyperry.com.
All right.
So that's Kathy with a K.
Kathy with a K and Perry with a P. And the book is called Stepping Stones to Success. She and I will be right back. We got more to come after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Wondering why, when everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it all night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.